Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Tough times won't last, but tough people will. This collection of empowering stories is about resilience, positive thinking, and overcoming obstacles. It will provide you with some role models and some great advice for navigating your own way through your life's challenges. And one of those ways is by doing for others, because that always makes you feel better about your own situation. Today's stories are about just that and some wonderful random acts of kindness performed during the pandemic. In our first story, Angela Roloman tells us that she was home one cold, dreary May day in 2020 when she saw her dad's car parked in her driveway. He was walking back to it, about to drive away. Now, this was in the early days of the pandemic when none of us were seeing family members outside our own households, so Angela hadn't seen her father in months. She ran down the stairs and flung open the door and yelled out, "Dad," just before he made it out of the driveway. He looked up, startled, and stopped the car. Angela asked what he was doing, and he said that he had just dropped something off for her. It turned out to be a pretty flowering plant in a pot. He had driven 45 minutes to put it outside her door. Later that day, she called him to thank him and let him know just how touched she was that he had driven an hour and a half round trip just to leave begonias on her doorstep. Angela says this: "We got to talking about the pandemic and how difficult it was to go so long without hugs or visits with family. That's when he let me in on his little secret. It turns out I wasn't the only recipient of a random act of kindness from him. He had decided, as a way of coping with the social isolation, that he would turn his attention away from the loneliness he was feeling and instead challenge himself to do one act of kindness per day. It turned out that he had dropped off ice cream for a friend who was having a rough day, and he had given up his own delivery of a hard-to-find part at the hardware store because someone else needed it, and there was a backlog of several months to get it. He had a lot of stories about things he had done for other people, and he described how good it made him feel." That inspired Angela. She decided to start performing acts of kindness too. Over the next several months, she anonymously dropped off gift bags on people's porches. Angela says that 10 months into the pandemic, she asked her dad in a text what he had learned during those months. And here's what he texted back to her: "The main insight from 2020 for me is this. You don't have to do anything earth-shattering to make a difference. You don't have to speak to a crowd of hundreds or thousands. Each and every day, I have the privilege of meeting people. Some days, a lot of people. I already knew about the importance of being present in the moment, but 2020 caused me to reflect on how fleeting and fragile life is. So I tried to be present with each person I am spending time with, even if it's a brief encounter. I want them to feel that there is nothing more important to me than being there with them in that moment. I watched the movie about Mr. Rogers' life, and I know that's what Mr. Rogers did. My goal is to be more like Mr. Rogers." Angela says, "Funny, my goal is similar. I also want to be more like a kind man who goes out of his way to make people feel special. But instead of trying to be like Mr. Rogers," she says, "I want to be more like my dad." Lori Bryant tells an amazing story in our new book about tough times. Her tale starts when she and her husband both got COVID in the early days of the pandemic, when the healthcare system was overwhelmed. Her husband got very ill, and they were forced to wait for hours outside in the cold in a long line of people in the hospital parking lot. Her husband was slumped in a wheelchair, freezing. So Lori ran over to a nearby store to see if she could buy a blanket. There were 5 blankets on the shelf, and when the store manager asked her why she was buying so many, she replied that 1 was for her husband and 4 were to give away to other people in the line. The store manager was so moved by this that he gave her 75% off. Well, as it turned out, After 7 days in the hospital, Lori's husband, Bob, succumbed to COVID. During those days, she had stood vigil in the parking lot because she wasn't allowed to go inside to be with him. One of the nurses had put a cutout heart in the window so Lori and her family could see where Bob's room was. During that week, Lori asked her friends to bring blankets so that she could give away the blankets to the people in line. She says, "I knew that I couldn't do anything at that time to help Bob, but I could help the people waiting outside who were sick and cold." She also gave blankets to people who were sleeping in their cars outside the hospital, trying to stay close to their loved ones who were inside. Lori wrote, "It has been months now since Bob's passing, but the blankets continue each night, as do the friendships and connections that we have built in the parking lot. Stories of hope and kindness in the midst of illness, separation, and pain. People are coming together, helping each other to make it through some of life's most difficult times. I can feel Bob smiling down on us, cheering us on to hope for the future, reminding us to keep our faith, choose kindness, and help each other every chance we get." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Tough Times Won't Last, But Tough People Will, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you'd like to become one of our published writers, check out the Submit Your Story section of our website. You'll see the topics that we're working on and also our story guidelines. We're always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. And in most of our books, almost half of the stories are from people we've never published before. Come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our latest book about dogs. Stories about how dogs grieve too, just like they're humans.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.